Hey there, my divine family. Sean Lanell, IVL. And this is The Word. This is the 22nd day of September 2019. This is the 16th hour. I wanted to speak on just a few things. Discern the sealed within the scriptures. For it is revealed within scripture that there were and are many, many things that have could have been recorded, excuse me. But it shows that if all were recorded, the ancient scriptures, the book would be so big that you couldn't thumb through the pages. It'll be so vast that you couldn't even comprehend in one lifetime. I bring that up because there are surely sealed recordings set aside, as scripture shows. And I bring that up also to use a comparison of a chosen and elect. For the prophets, Levites, disciples, saints, those of good nature still made mistakes. For aren't they in this flesh, or were they not in those times in the flesh, while their soul and spirit having an experience, upon this realm, upon this third dimension or this physical world? So within the sealed, it shows that Solomon became possessed dealing with these principalities, putting seals around them. For there are books out there that distort us because of their deceitful interpretation. And there are truths out there hidden from us with those that the Most High blessed to unlock and to make known, to open these seals for discernment. I would not go into this too far due to the many books and interpretations of man, but I would use this example of possession. Excuse me. When the energy flows, it just flows. So within this recording, again, I say as before, you may hear stutters and I may have to repeat myself, you know, because the energy, it just goes. So anyway, getting back to the Solomon and using Solomon as an example, like I do many other chosen. If you look at that simple scenario that I have given you, and that is written, if you look at celebrity, and I would use celebrity that I've came across in my lifetime. If you look at Tupac Shakur, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, and many others, you will see this possession taking place, even though we know not the truth. Only the Most High knows all truth. For these gentlemen were put in place to be mocked because these gentlemen, men, what have you, were accused of harming women and child. Now look at this, and look at sorcery and what they did to the anointed, the Christ, coming amidst of the people who did wonderful works, but yet these sorcerers were exciting the crowd, motivating them to crucify him, bringing jealousy and envy among the crowd. You can see the same in these days. In that day, it was not true in which they accused the Christ, the anointed. Even up until this day, we should not hearken to TV to render judgment or put us in a bad place to act as God to judge a situation that man puts in front of you and you know not the fullness of. For you may commit error against your soul in doing this. So this possession upon these three celebrities, these stars, whether it is true or untrue, these were given a bad outlook, a bad inception or perception upon them, whether true or not. And then if these, or when these spoke for themselves, it was still in the back of the masses' minds of the deeds that they were committed of. And people had a certain emotion or feeling against these. And I'm just using these as an example, not saying that their actions were true or not. But sorcery is being used. Principalities are there. Did not Judas, who was among the 12, spill the beans, was jealous and envious and greedy? Oh, Yahashua knew of this, who we call Yahashua, Yeshua, Yahawashai, Jesus, El Cristo Negro, the one, many other names and titles, and many new names and titles being brought about via social media, network, internet. For if you discern those of priestly nature, your priests, pastors, your spiritual teachers, you know, many titles given. But if you notice, the same accusations are around these. Oh, Bezalel, Beelzebub and Jezebel loves to excite these with evils or with tests. For we discern, let's use a pastor as an example. If that pastor had committed a crime, a murder or theft or whatnot, that doesn't involve harming a woman or child, usually the pastor is forgiven by man and eventually and everything's back to normal. But these dark principalities, they look to cause torment upon the soul and cause the chosen to fall away. And these are one of the things they bring among priests, committing adultery, which has happened, and the church has received them back. But these principalities know to use these to cause disbelief in a ruckus among spiritual things, in a spiritual place. For if this pastor was a molester or a rapist, surely many would turn away and put themselves in the position of God and cast judgment. The Most High is the judge. It's far greater work than what you can even comprehend, which is why you shouldn't judge one out when you leave your home and go into the world for anything. Maybe to stop at the store to grab something. You may come across one who may not be kind to you and aggravate you to the point in which you want to curse them. This could be a goodly soul who just had a bad day. And here it is, now you're cursing them. And the Most High sees all and may return that curse upon you. Which is why we all should walk in accordance to the statutes and commandments that are ancient in the beginning of days, since these days, during and after, even up until this time. Worry not about if you are a spiritual teacher or believe that you are one. Worry about not the views of people coming to your social media account to see if the views are a certain number, given that there are those who manage views for recording and to see if their works are being seen or getting out to one. But worry not, because did you create the platform in which you can go and observe your true views? Why concern yourself about this? Did not David number his army and then realize soon after that this was an error against the Most High, and had to pick one of the three judgments being placed upon and amongst him and upon his people? Do you control the servers? Excuse me. Do you control the servers to even worry about, oh, I got 1 million views, now I'm down to 500,000, or I only got 1 view and now I have 10. For these numbers are not real. You can have more than what you can even perceive. But if that was made known to the world and masses, are you ready for those masses to come to you for all the answers? For I forewarn those who call themselves prophets, Christ, and all these titles, which prophets did not these things, made not known these things, only in secret upon using Yahashua again as an example upon his disciples, and Judas spilled the beans. Take not grandeur from this, but from your works that you are doing what the Most High has placed upon your heart and soul to do. Worry not about the numbers, for even I analyzed numbers before, but I'm glad in my heart it was upon good intentions, though I live in flesh. And before I stumbled, and I am still, of course, in flesh, and there are many possibilities of stumbling, but faith I have, and my eyes are upon the true and bright light, not the false light that that tells you, oh, the day of God's rest needs to be moved to this day by the day in which man chooses and not what the Most High ordained. This confirms the truth of the Most High, which needs not evil to market his truth, for he has his chosen and elect. He has given you love to feel that he surely is true and real. For that old devil can even move the day of rest and say, oh, yesterday is the day of rest, or tomorrow, i.e. Friday moved to Saturday, or Sunday moved to Saturday, since we recognize by sure knowledge that the seventh day is Saturday, the Sabbath, a measurement to Gregorian calendars in retrospect to the Hebrew. But I will not go too far into this, for I know it is confusing. So I leave this on your mind to ponder upon and pray and seek through Scripture that the Most High has left for you to confirm. For like the Anointed has stated, you think Satan will cast out Satan? Would you think that Satan would open a pit for locusts to attack him and his ones that he touched that has not the seal of the Most High in their heads? Do you think this old devil would give the angel of the bottomless pit keys and chains to bound himself? Oh, discern, my people. Continue in faith and discernment. And have peace. Selah. Amma. Leko. S-E. LAHAMMALEKOTH. You will see. Be like David and be valiant and stumble not in the end like David done, but follow thy word, in which David did when Saul was pursuing him, another one who was chosen by the Most High God. Hiya Yahweh. We call Yahweh Yahweh, God our law, who is God over all laws, who is the creator and giver of laws. Upon the creation and manifestation of man and flesh, O Most High, bless this just said word. Keep faith in us. Let us see thy mysteries more keenly, in which thy promise has placed upon us when spoken into existence, that the Spirit shall be among many, and that many is upon your righteous flock. Let them fear not the situations they are in, and they feel as though they cannot get out of it because of a vow, a oath, a promise, or putting it in their heart to stay in something that is tormenting and draining their souls. Give them spirit and motivation to return unto thee, O Most High, for you are the originator of all things. You are beyond, beyond. And you are more beyond the inner one's comprehension and more finite than anyone can confine their minds to even fathom a thought. For you are everywhere and all. Keep us in faith. Keep us encouraged. And let us encourage others. For the Spirit moves, it moves, surely moves. And if Spirit moves, that means you should share the Spirit with one another. So Most High, keep this ordinance upon us to do and to continue to do in thy word, thy faith in which you manifested and created and instilled upon us, for us, and with us. Let us surrender our will to thee and do what your will is. For you know best for all. And this I do pray. Amen. Much love, my divine family. Much love. I mean that, surely I do. Out.